This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, Power of Dua. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, welcome to A to Z here on I'm Being Shreyed with me, Sister Zainab. And obviously I talk about the power of Dua a lot, especially as obviously I'm talking about the martyrs in these episodes. And obviously so often I talk about especially the Dua that the parents make for their children. So usually it's the Dua that parents make for their sons, because the majority, obviously, of the martyrs we talk about, though not all, are obviously the sons, and very often it's in fact the Dua of the mothers. But this is for today, it's actually the Dua of a young child, of a son for his father. And some of you may probably know this story, so inshallah this is maybe there are some listeners who have not heard this, but I thought this was very beautiful and very profound. So this relates to our Shaheed Rahba, so Sayyid Ali Khamenei. So when he was in, I think, his longest imprisonment, he had several imprisonments, two of them I think were shorter, and then he had a prolonged period in a very harsh Savak prison of about 8 months, and he had just sort of been taken away from Mashhad, and sort of the family obviously initially didn't even really know where he was. And then so what would happen was, because he was obviously married and obviously already had children, so his wife would take his younger son called Mujtaba, who is our new Rahba, said Mujtaba Khamenei. So Sayyid Mujtaba Khamenei, as a young kid, would go to Imam Reza's shrine with his mother and also make dua there as this small child. So he would beseech God through intercession to Imam Reza to liberate his father. Welcome back to A to Z here on I'm Being Shreyed with me, Sister Zainab. And obviously I'm talking about the specific dua that our new Rahba, Sayyid Mujtaba Khamenei, made for our Shaheed Rahba, his father, Sayyid Ali Khamenei. And so he was making this dua on several occasions. I don't know how many times they went to the shrine, because obviously they lived in Mashhad. But there was one night in particular. This is what Shaheed Rahba narrates in his book, cell number 14, where Mujtaba, the young child Mujtaba, was really affected, and he was weeping and speaking with the imam, apparently as if he were standing in front of the imam. And then 2 days later, the family got a phone call from the father from Tehran. He had been freed from this horrible prison. So obviously the power of the dua, and for sure all of us most likely have experienced power of the dua. Maybe not in this way, because this is obviously a very strong, this was a very strong dua, because obviously the father was in a very bad situation there, and the family for sure must have been suffering greatly. But all of us would have had this sense of making dua, and then obviously we get this ease. Sometimes the ease is maybe something very small. On other occasions, as I've just said, the ease is something very profound that brings a huge change in the circumstances for a person or even for a whole family. And obviously we know that, for example, in war times, as we've had, for example, in the Islamic Republic of Iran, so the whole country making dua in the evenings, this is also profound. We know that obviously during, even before, for example, in Lebanon, which has always suffered greatly under the attacks from the Zionists, that previously, I think it was Ayatollah Baghdad who would also recommend that the whole country was making dua at a particular time in the evening. So let's remind ourselves of this, of the power of dua. And That was it for today, and I look forward to welcoming you to another episode of AZ here on Iron Beach Radio, and farewell for now. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.aranradio.ir.